nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here?
Nothing to see, nothing to see, nothing to see, nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio from NASCAD University. This episode is entitled Game of Phones.
I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone. When you've left your message, just hang up, or for more options, press 1 at any time.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Okay, it's very complicated. It's very complicated.
The recent of the New York Evening Telegraph. We're told it in 1904. Phony implies a thing so qualified has no more substance than a telephone talk with a superstitious friend. The folklore of the telephone in song and story has been augmented by the memoirs of Jack Parr, who writes that his resentment towards the telephone began with the singing telegram. He tells how he got a call from a woman who said she was so lonesome that she had been taking a bath 3 times a day in the hopes the phone would ring.
Yeah.
How can I help?
James Joyce, in Finnegan's Wake, headlined the television kill telephony in Brothers Broil.
You're asking me? David?
Introduced a major has, indeed, been enraged through our culture for more than a decade.
I don't have an answer for that.
With the telephone, there occurs the extension of the ear.
I'm not sure I understand.
And voice. That is a kind of extra sensory perception.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
With television came the extension of the sense of touch, or the sense of interplay that even more intimately involved the entire sensorium.
I'm not sure I understand.
Child.
Knowledge is good.
Cord from the mic ear as if they were the beloved pet. What we call the French phone, the union of the mouthpiece and the earphone in a single instrument, is a significant indication of the Fred liaison of all the liaison of sentence that the English-speaking people would first suffer.
Here's what I found on the web for to begin with their fourth, that phenomenology is like science fiction.
French is the language of love because it unites the voice and ear in an essentially close way, as does the telephone. So it is quite natural to kiss via phone, but not easy to visualize while phoning.
Roaming up and down the land on the telephone wires.
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't have an answer to that. I don't have an answer for that. Why not what? All right, here's what I got. Did I say you did?
All lines are busy. Please hold.
I have you. I don't have an answer.
That's enough family
for me.
Please leave your message after the tone. When you've left,
I'm not sure I understand. I don't have an answer for that. I'm not sure I understand. Sorry.
All lines are busy.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment. Is that what you think?
All lines are busy.
I'm not sure I understand.
Hey, baby. Are you available for some hot?
I'm not sure I understand.
800-587-8038.
Hello, Nico. It's your old friend. Remember me? Yellow Infernus. Do you know where your brother is now? Hello, Nico. It's your old friend. Remember me? Yellow Infernus. Do you know where your brother is now?
Call me back at your convenience. Love you. Bye.
I think I did something real stupid.
What did you do?
I bought some stock.
Everybody buys stock.
I bought it on a hunch.
You didn't read about the company first?
I didn't have to. It's been in business for 60 years.
So what's the problem?
I use all my savings on this one company.
You put all your eggs into one basket?
If the company goes out of business, I'll have nothing.
Oh, you'll have something. You have a lesson you'll never forget.
I'm a good card player.
Why is that?
Because I watched other players.
What do you mean?
People will tell you if they have a good hand.
How do they do that?
For example, a friend of mine licks his lips.
When he licks his lips, you know he has a good hand?
I know he has a good hand, so I don't bet.
He never wins your money?
Nope, and it drives him crazy.
He knows you can't read his mind. Maybe he thinks you are cheating. Life isn't fair.
It sure isn't.
I got a ticket yesterday.
What for?
I was crossing the street.
Were you in a crosswalk?
Yes, but the red hand was blinking.
So, that's a ticket?
Yes, it's a $140 ticket.
That's not right.
When I started to cross the street, the white walk sign was blinking.
You need to walk faster.
That's what I figured.
What's your favorite thing to do?
I like to watch people.
That's your favorite thing to do?
Well, it's one of them.
Where do you go to watch people?
My girlfriend and I sit outside Starbucks.
That sounds like a good spot.
We watch people walk by with their dogs.
I guess you see lots of different dogs.
We don't even know what kind most of them are.
There are lots of different kinds, but they all have one thing in common.
Yes, they love to sniff each other when they meet.
I really couldn't say.
please?
But I'm listening to it.
Well, listen to it more quietly.
I can't wait till I grow up.
What will you do?
I will play the radio as loud as I want.
That's okay with me.
I will have a radio in every room of my house.
Remind me to never visit you.
All the radios will be on extra loud.
Your neighbors will hate you.
If they don't like it, they can move.
Okay.
I heard that.
Yeah, right.
cult group. Identity. Agender. Castration. Meat space. Logo suffering. Onto shaming. Radical normality. Spasmodic serology. Retrospeculation. Anxiety meditation. Control trivialities. Edge fetishism. Robo-humanism. Object suffocation. Hyper-intuition. Face slant. Rude epistemology. Marxalepsy. Petrogagging. Panic learning. Shallow fluidity. Encapsulation theory. Identity entropy. The speed of meaning. Memo bits. Mnemic delay. The anarcho-crust. Thought typographies. State intimacies. Deep doubt. Splurgeology. Asset conflation. Trickle-down ontology. Contra-phenomenology. Extra-perversions. Extreme acoustomatics. Strange plural linguistics. Truth-adverse modalities. The choreography of non-being. Theological fatigue. Wanky materiality. Pervasive ignorance. The smell of the other. Manspazzing. Tech stench. Geobonding. Dada ecology. Text bending. Homocentrism. Queer cosmology. Luddite seismology. Route spamming. Canon aesthetics. Astro burning. Dry consciousness. Candid soul blending. Rogue crypto justice. Corpulent fissure. The burden of failure. Contanglement. Platform stress. Dynamic silence. Phantom porn. Spectral structuralism. carnal reload. Personality tunneling. Toxic dreamology. Smart ethics. Surface anomalies. Transcriptrix. Retroplasty. Morbid drives. Local universals. Unsupervised entropy. Junk modernism. Load surfing. Metaphysical scraping. Disaster residues. The Ignocene. Post-actual. Modal presence. Catastrophe sourcing. Death shifting. Post-ironic appropriation migration. Gastro-publishing. Collaborative solipsism. Algorithmic mourning. Psychic fracking. Paradigm wrangling. Slave mechanics. Ephemeral existence. Provisional geographies. Holistic shock. Pattern reduction. Danger grooming. Reciprocal customization. Memodermy. Metro fetishism. Anachronistic futurisms. Ambient microaggressions. Jurassic novelty. Moribund normativity. Bliss mobilization. Esteem scraping. Escape anxiety. Interpersonal analytics. Polemkin dramaturgy. Dope border cultures. Special physics. Avant-garde hysteria. Existential rupture. Pan-terrestrial poetics. Cluster compatibility. Language nationality. Theme creep. Post-embarrassment web presence. Programma Code. Token Medias. Bootstrapping Humanism. Orthogonal Persuasion. Jet Aerodynamics. Wound Cartographies. Post-Cynical Heliography. Conspiracy Realism. Once upon a time that once came and went, the time that passed once and not another time, a completely singular time by itself, only happened once, but it was told many times, time in the rear view mirror. This is a story about that time when. That time how? Twice before, for a third time. Once again, twice before, for a third time. The tumble of youth lengthens and stretches. Speaking in tongues and out of asses. Rash like a bee sting, sucking here and there. Cabled by the particulars, pardoned by the possible, sent to seep through the rolling papers of history and stain the fingers of the patient man.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here. A program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University in Halifax. This program was called Game of Phones. It was produced and mixed by David Clark using audio material from the Free Sound Project and archive.org, along with additional material written by David Clark. Nothing to See Here is produced at NASCAD University in Halifax by David Clark. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.